This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Friday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. The program, as always, is being produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. A big program forthcoming. We do have football to react to. It didn't go well last night, but as usual, this close to doing really well. We'll unpack all that as the Philadelphia Eagles emerge victorious. I did feel like it would be a somewhat competitive game, and it was 24-20, just missing that under. I did say on SiriusXM this morning that the Eagles are a menace to fantasy society. I will get into that. It's kind of related to the fact that their O-line and running game is too good, by the way, just too good. Speaking of too good, Nick Bakay has been a friend of mine for 20 plus years. He's just too good at life. You've seen him on television. He's an actor. He's a writer. He's a show creator. He's also a gambling pioneer. If you remember back in the day, way back on ESPN, those little sketches he used to do. And he's going to join us in segment number two here in about 10, 15 minutes. And he is very much into gaming activities. So he'll give us some week one best bets. I also want to run by him my Super Bowl pick, which I did not reveal, but he is a big time Buffalo Bills fan. So I want to see how he reacts to my prediction that the Bills will make it to the Super Bowl and they'll play my Minnesota Vikings. And again, it's called the Somebody Gotta Win Bowl. So Nick Bakay coming up, and then we'll talk data points for football tonight. It is a very unusual Friday, of course, with the NFL opening weekend. Little football game in Brazil as the Chargers and the Chiefs take on each other here in a divisional matchup. We'll break down all the data. I do have some propage as well. And then, boy, life comes at you fast. We're ready to rock and roll for week one. I do have my top 10 props for week one. This program is brought to you by Better. It is sponsored by Better. Better Picks is the daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download Better or visit betr.app. Now, sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit necessary. Well, we got a game in the books and we have a record and it's not good. Quite frankly, I don't know where to start. Well, we'll start with the Philadelphia Eagles to kind of wrap up what I said about them being a menace. Yes, they are. When A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith combined for four catches for 24 yards, we got a problem. That is a problem. Shout out to the grinder, Tom Brawley. He did have that Goddard prop. I liked it too. Should have played it. But he does get it done here. Not barely. Took seven catches to get him to 44 yards. So we do need to give credit to the Cowboy defense. They showed up pretty well. I mean, Clark's out there, just joined the team like 10 days ago. And he's out there like playing well, seemingly, and making a lot of tackles. This tells you a lot. Jahan Dotson, your leading receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, really? It was a great catch, though. 51-yarder down the middle of the field. And, you know, of course, no surprise with Barkley, but I believe he came under, right? He came under the prop, 60 yards. So it kind of was what I was kind of intimating, like maybe they're just daring Philly to beat them with the forward pass, basically. And that could be a little bit of a trend here. Certainly off to a good start with my season-long prop of the under on Saquon Barkley, but he certainly did look very good, as did Jalen Hurts running the ball. I remember giving out a data point yesterday on Hurts that was very promising in terms of running the rock, and he went way over there. I mean, come on, 14 attempts, 62 yards. By the way, Dallas, I gave credit to their defense. They did a crappy job stopping Jalen Hurts, the runner. Hello, maybe should have put a Spire 3 out there to slow down Jalen Hurts. They couldn't do it. Only 4.4 yards a carry, but those two touchdowns, we're taking tutties away from people. I mean, my guy A.J. Brown didn't even get a chance. Dude got one target, one, and it was late in the game, as you probably saw. By the way, the game was completely thrown off given the Jalen Carter incident. That kind of threw the whole vibe off of the game. Then, of course, the storm and the lightning. I lived in that area for a long, long time. You think, oh, New Jersey, nothing happens there and all that. That's kind of true, but they do get a lot of powerful storms right around this time. You never know either. Just pop up anywhere. Well, Philadelphia looking solid here. Get the big dub. The Dallas Cowboys, I guess we could take some positivity out of the performance. Maybe they could have won the game if CeeDee Lamb doesn't come up with a case of the dropsies, but it was all CeeDee Lamb. That was the only damn prop we won, and we won it easily. I think he got that definitely in the first half, as the Eagles did not have really an answer for CeeDee Lamb. I think the analysis was overall right. I did not bring up Adoree Jackson, which was my mistake. I should have, but my point was you're going to pick on that one corner spot, and that happened. That totally was the case. Adoree Jackson, really not that good. You know, he's on what, third team now in like 6 years, former first round pick. He's really never been that good, quite frankly. And again, so that's something to look out for. Teams that are going to pick on that number two corner spot. And we did talk about George Pickens potentially getting, you know, shadow like treatment from Quinyon Mitchell. So we didn't go there. And that was definitely true to form. So I do think we might see Quinyon Mitchell doing, I don't know exactly what the shadow numbers were, but it sure seemed like more often than not, for sure, Quinyon Mitchell was on Pickens, and that was the hashtag analysis. Now, we did try out Tolbert. I knew Kevontae Turpin was a gadgety guy that they were looking to get into, but I didn't really bring him up. Felt like he was a massive factor in the game, but you look at the box score. If you're a box score analyst, he didn't really do all that much. He did have two targets, and he caught both for 18 along with a couple of carries. But those gadgety guys, they're like my kryptonite in a lot of ways, because I'm trying to base a lot of the analysis on, you know, starters and things like that. Jalen Tolbert, we tried it out. And I will say, if you look at the first half, I think he got the only end zone target in the first half, and it may have actually been a tutty if it was a little bit of a better throw. So that did not work out. We tried our luck there at plus 600. That's a damn good odd. But the two that really, really, really hurt, because we could have easily gone 4-1, was the Javonte Williams situation. And of course, Ferguson. I'll do Ferguson first. As I thought, he would be active, second on the team in targets, all that. He doesn't hit the prop. He doesn't get the tutty. But if he catches that ball at the end of the game in the end zone, granted, it was a nasty hit. Love Jake Ferguson. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. But, you know, the play before, by the way, probably open for a touchdown with Bond behind him, but it was underthrown. So either one of those plays happen, we win that. We win the tutty prop. But the Javonte Williams one, I mean, come on. You're like thinking, like, this is too good to be true. And it was. Now, granted, we barely lost it because those dum-dums, and I know how they're thinking. They're like, oh, we have Miles Sanders. He's a veteran. Granted, he didn't really look that great this summer. Let's give him a roll and all that. And, oh, let's put him as the third down back or the passing down back and all that, even though Javonte Williams is so much better at that role than Miles Sanders. So Miles Sanders, as far as I could tell, was out there on the passing downs the first 2-3 quarters, didn't do well. Then he fumbled, and then they put Javonte in there on passing situations, as they should have done the whole damn game. Catches two balls. He did drop one. But then, of course, we get 2 yards shy. So basically, if they played Javonte like they should have, he hits both of those most likely. And then if Ferguson catches it, we're 4-1. That's a small margin for error because, well, we were 1-4. But do not fear. I feel pretty good about the selections for tonight's football game. And, you know, don't like to get weird right out of the gate, but I got weird with these selections a little bit because we need to win quickly. Let's go around the league here. Just a couple of headlines. Well, I guess the biggest one, there's nothing earth shattering here. Andrew Thomas will practice. Thank God for the Giants. Jaden Reed is expected to play. Miles Garrett out there. I guess the big story, Malik Nabers back is a little tight, but he's going to be all right per Brian Daboll. I guess the big story is Christian McCaffrey and this news that came down. I was doing a live stream over at fantasypoints.com when it was noted that my man was added to the injury report with the calf. And certainly that's very frightening for those who took the flyer on McCaffrey. But per the NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, he did say, quote, "I do not get the sense, based on the conversation I've had so far, that there are alarm bells going off about Christian McCaffrey's calf. But might not be a bad idea to get Brian Robinson, or maybe even trade for Brian Robinson." And if you really dig deep, I guess Garendo, but Brian Robinson would be the handcuff. But big news. It'll be fascinating to see McCaffrey early in the season, but you got to be a little bit worried about it. You can't be worried about Nick Bakay. He's coming up on the other side. He's awesome. He's got some picks. But first, if you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Here's how it works. You download the Better app. You pick more or less on your favorite player stats. You watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you win. Right now, they've got an NFL kickoff new user special. Sign up today. A free $10, no deposit necessary. Better is also giving you $40 for every friend you get to try Better Picks. Word is, we're only doing this for the first couple of weeks of the season, so share this ASAP. Get over to betr.app. That's BETR, or download Better from the app or Google Play Store. Use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus today. Week one is upon us. Gambling pioneer Nick Bakay will join us next to give us some best bets for week one here on Prop Points.
With the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Friday edition of Prop Points rolls on here. I'm John Hansen from fantasypoints.com. And without any further ado, let's go to the progressive guest line to bring in writer, actor, gambling legend, Nick Bakay on the X Machine at Nick Bakay for Real. What is up, Nick? How are you? We only have 10 minutes in this segment. I know you have to run. I'd like to go through your resume. It's too long. King of Queens and In Living Color, the show Mom, of course, the show Bookie, the Smelly Car episode on Seinfeld. You are awesome, Nick, but you're here to talk gambling here. You are into gaming activities. Sure. So let's talk about your background with the gaming activities, because you are into it, sir.
Well, yeah, I've been, you know, like most, I would assume the demographic we're speaking to, you know, it's been, you know, one of the more exciting parts of my life since I kind of, you know, grew hair in certain places. And, you know, I think also it was an outgrowth of being a long-suffering Buffalo sports fan, because I grew up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we would go, we look at the Sabres out of the playoffs, approaching world record numbers. Bills have had long droughts. And I feel like, you know, putting a little a shekel or two on a game was a way to take control. Yeah. And to, you know, if you're at the mercy of a weird owner, if you're at the mercy of just bad management, but you're dyed-in-the-wool fan of a team, you know, fantasy does the same thing. Both angles give you a sense of fighting back a little bit.
Well, it's fascinating you say that, because I've said basically the same thing about the Minnesota Vikings being my team, and that's why I'm good at fake football, because I don't expect to get, you know, real championship, because, you know, I vote for the Vikings, root for the Vikings. However, this is what I want to drop on you right now, and I've never done this before, ever. I am picking my Minnesota Vikings to win the Super Bowl, or at least make it, and their opponent is the Buffalo Bills. I want your thoughts. I've never done this. I'm calling it the Somebody's Got a Win Bowl. And this is plus 550. Your thoughts?
You know what? What could go wrong is my first thought. With our two histories,
nothing.
What could go wrong? You know, I think it's a very viable pick. You're putting a lot on JJ as a, you know, an unproven quarterback, but he's got a guru in his ear, if I may, John, a quarterback whisperer, yes, head does. Coach. You know, I believe that's possible, but I also, you know, I'm old enough. I saw former HUD secretary Jack Kemp play for the Bills in the old Rock Pile. I've got a lot of historical pain here. And, you know, it's, you look at Bills fans, and you always, it's always a video of some alcoholic jumping through a table, right? And that's considered passion, and that, and it is, it's a beautiful, unique thing, but it's really an expression of pain. You know, I mean, you've got a team, we lose four consecutive Super Bowls, not just four, run them in a row, baby. And you think, well, okay, the ground and pound is done. My nose is over here near my ear. And then, oh, no, wait a minute. The greatest player in franchise history, crime of the century. Let's go OJ. I remember him when he played football. So,
yeah,
I approach all such things as terribly cautionary tales. But, you know, why not us this year in the AFC? Sure. I think we've got a great shot at it. And I think Josh Allen's the reason.
No doubt about it. You know, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I did interview him, Josh Allen, at his combine. I was blown away by how grounded this dude was and normal, and he has not changed. So he is an outstanding dude. There's no doubt. We're talking with Nick Bakay. He's also outstanding at everything he does. He's a writer, actor. He's a gambling enthusiast. He's on the X Machine at Nick Bakay for real. Well, speaking of your Bills, you like a play here, Josh Palmer. You like over the reception prop here. Talk about that. I know why they brought him in, because he beats man coverage. I always like Josh Palmer, but they do spread that ball around.
They do. It's an educated guess, but, you know, it's informed by a couple of things. One is Shakir and also Curtis Samuel didn't really have camps. So I don't know where they're going to be. I'm talking about, you know, this week against the Ravens. I do think they paid Palmer a lot of money for a reason. I think he's the vertical threat they haven't had since Smoke, you know, and
yeah,
I mean, or Diggs before he, you know, went on tilt. And, you know, if you watch big Bills games last year, including the Ravens games, Mac Hollins is one of the prime playmakers. And I see Palmer filling that slot. I suspect his numbers might go up after this game in terms of prop bets in the future, but I think this is the week to jump on him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's move on to another play that you have here, and it is, you like Austin Eckler over 21 receiving yards in the Giants Commanders game. Yeah, Eckler, I was a little worried about him, like maybe he was turning to dust this time last year, but he looked good last year. What do you like else about Eckler?
Yeah. Well, you know, both these games against the Giants, good defense, whatever you think of the Giants, you know, that's a team I was tempted to bet their season win total over until I looked at their schedule, which is medieval. But I do think they're going to play really good D this year. I think that kind of outlet option with Eckler is really ripe and in this kind of a matchup. Plus, both games against the Giants last year, he went over 40. Reception yards. So that's one prop I love this week.
Here's one that you have, and I actually already have it as one of my top 10 plays for week one. So we're on the same page, and it's a little weird. Jonnu Smith, 25 plus yards, played for Arthur Smith. I don't think people realize their receiving corps is terrible and their O-line is not protecting great in the preseason, so they're going to get the ball out quickly. I don't think people realize Jonnu Smith might be like the number two option here for Rodgers.
That's exactly why I like that too. You know, Metcalf got all the ink and he got a ton of money, and we know, well, that's going to be the focal point. We'll see how the backfield shakes out. They're always going to run the ball a lot there. But Jonnu Smith was dynamic in Miami. It's strange they let him go to me. But yeah, I think this is clearly the number two receiver for Aaron Rodgers. And another player, I think, you know, his number is going to change after this weekend if you look at the prop numbers going down the road.
Yeah, no doubt. The Steelers allow the NFL's third highest pressure rate, and they face a jet front that generated the second highest rate. So Aaron Rodgers is air yard number is going to be like 4 inches this week. He's going to get rid of that ball real quick. Well, Nick, I know that you also
4 inches
have
in a cloud
on,
of ayahuasca.
That is correct. That's like my other favorite line is his ADP is infinity. Okay. Nobody wants this person, but Chiefs Chargers.
I'm jealous.
Under 46 points.
Oh, I like
I
the
always
under
like
tonight.
It when I make
I like
a professional.
Because...
Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
No, you know, look, we've discussed this. Unders are miserable bets. You're emotionally, you're betting on nothing happening. And you're watching a game, and when something big and exciting happens, you're cursing it. Unders are for real gamblers because they're ugly. But I consider this for a variety of reasons. The first one is this is a typical, you know, foreign soil, crappy soccer turf wager. You know, I just, these turfs, you'll see someone get hurt tonight in a tragic fashion, you know, and it's just, I love the under on it. I also feel like, look, we know Harbaugh is going to grind clock. And KC's missing, they're missing Rashi Rice, they're missing dynamics. And I think, especially after last night's game being such a score fest, I wouldn't be surprised if this number ticks up a little bit before you play it, but I like the under tonight.
Nick Bakay, I know you do have to run. We'll let you run once again on the X machine at Nick Bakay. For real. Next time you pop on, maybe we'll get into the show bookie that you have for two seasons.
Love
that, I mean, I'm looking at the ratings on IMDb. It's like 7.9. Excellent ratings. Not on the air, but I don't know. Maybe it'll come back. But thanks for the
if
time.
If there's a show that the people who watch this network would watch, it's that. You know, I mean, I don't think ultimately HBO felt we paired magnificently with the Gilded Age, but it pairs well with VSiN.
Great stuff, Nick. We appreciate it. Talk to you down the line. There he is, Nick Bakay, the great Nick Bakay. And we'll make picks. We'll talk Friday football on the other side. But first, VSiN's exclusive betting splits cut through the noise, pulling real-time data straight from Circa and DraftKings Sportsbook. Circa caters to sharp bettors and big wagers, while DraftKings reflects the broader public market, giving you a unique look at both sides of the action. Track the percentage of bets and the handle on every game across every major sport, so you can make sharper, more informed bets. Start your edge today for just $9.99 at VSiN.com/subscribe. Little football game tonight. Chiefs Chargers in Brazil. We've got data points. We've got propage officially next here on this Friday edition of Prop Points on VSiN.
Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to a Friday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. Well, we have a football game tonight, a little unusual for a Friday. Let's get right into it. Kansas City at the LA Chargers in Brazil, where KC -3 here as I look around the interwebs with a total of 47. But we're mostly looking at propage and the individual player numbers. So let's take a look at the quarterbacks here. Some data points, if you will. Always a little more difficult in week one, but not a ton of change here with these two clubs. Well, the Chargers were actually quite stingy, giving up the eighth fewest passing yards per game, 221, two quarterbacks, and Mahomes wasn't that great, 245/1 and 210/1. So he averaged only, what was that, like 225, basically, is what he averaged with one tutty. Not great. KC, they were middle of the pack in terms of passing yards given up to quarterbacks. Herbert, though, again, it didn't crush in the matchup, believe it or not. 179/1 and 213 and a tutty. So you would think these teams would be a little bit more high scoring. Our guy Nick Bakay just took the under. I'm not touching totals. That is not in my wheelhouse at all. Let's move on to notable receiving props. I got a little Ladd McConkey at 72.5. KC deployed the highest rate of too high coverage, and McConkey averaged 0.21 targets per route run, but only 1.62 yards per route run. That's not good. Now, he did have 5 for 67 with a touchdown in his only meeting against KC last year. He did average more targets and more yards per route run aligned out wide than when he was in the slot, which could be very important, and we'll get into why in a moment. Bouncing around a little bit, Xavier Worthy, not great day to hear. Chargers deployed the fourth highest rate of zone coverage last year. Worthy only 1.32 yards per route run against zone. He did get 73 receiving and 41 in the two games, but yeah, not the greatest schematic matchup there for Worthy against a zone heavy team. Also not the greatest schematic for Travis Kelce. They run that zone coverage, and Kelce averaged 1.61 yards per route run against that zone. So not great. And the Chargers allowed actually the fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. So not so sure about one Travis Kelce, but I mentioned the slot situation there with Ladd McConkey and the other player, of course, Keenan Allen. So Keenan Allen, it's important to note that KC were probably the biggest slot funnel last year. They allowed the most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to the slot and the second fewest to the outside. We are projecting over his total, by the way, 43.4% over the number. They also did the Chiefs allow the NFL's highest target share to, and the second most yards per game and the second highest yards per route run to opposing slots. So I'm feel pretty good about Mr. Keenan Allen. And you see Juju on the list there. Boy, might actually be in on a Juju prop. He went for 2 catches for 31, no Rashee Rice. They actually are quite limited there at receiver. And also here, that one that interested me was, believe it or not, Isaiah Pacheco's receiving prop, because the Chargers allowed the NFL's fourth highest target share to opposing backfields and running backs. So we shall see about that. We've got the actual rushing props for Pacheco. I mean, I feel pretty good about it. I'm not officially taking it, but the Chargers were weak against the run. That's pretty weak defense, especially against the run. They gave up 4.6 yards per carry, the 12th fewest adjusted yards per contact, but they still gave up 4.6. They also play a lot of too high, and that is good for Pacheco. So I think we're looking pretty good. My observation on Pacheco this summer was that he's a lot more explosive than he was last year. I don't think he was ever 100% last year. He was very sluggish and all that. Also have interesting data on the quarterbacks running as we look at these running back or running props. Justin Herbert did post last year under Greg Roman career highs and rushing attempts, yards, despite playing through, was that plantar fascia and a left ankle sprain. I think he had a right ankle sprain too. Both ankles. So he still did that. And he had the 7th most scrambles against too high coverages last year. And KC runs too high at a pretty high clip here at 61%. Also on the other side, also KC gave up 374 yards on scrambles last year, 3rd most. On the other side of the equation, Patty Mahomes, feel pretty good about that. There's a total of 3.5 attempts. He's gone over 4 attempts. I think it's 5 straight games for Patty Mahomes. We are a little limited here with no Rashee Rice. Not the greatest matchup for like Worthy and Kelce. So we'll probably run the ball, and I think we're going to run it a little bit with Mr. Patty Mahomes. So with that all said, we are going to combine a couple of segments here. We do have 5 we're in on for tonight. We need to redeem ourselves and get back on the winning track. So let's go with that first one. Keenan Allen, 35.5 receiving yards, as I just mentioned. I feel pretty good about it. KC has been that slot funnel. It's not like Keenan Allen hasn't played with Justin Herbert before. So we are thinking and projecting that Ladd McConkey will be outside a little bit. They do have the McDuffie stud, but he often plays inside. But they just their scheme kind of gives those up. So 35.5, feel pretty good about it. Oh, by the way, and Quentin Johnston, you know, just started coming back to work basically from that nasty concussion. And then Lambert, Smith, and Harris are rookies. So I think we can get rolling quickly with Keenan Allen. I mentioned Pacheco looking a little bit more explosive. So again, we got to get weird. Over 8.5 receiving yards. Now, their number one pick is a former receiver, but I just don't know if we're putting him out there in you know, pretty important game here, Breshard Smith. Otherwise, there's Kareem Hunt, certainly a good receiver, but they have had designs on getting Pacheco a little bit more involved in the passing game to not be as kind of one-dimensional. He's been working on it. So, yeah, I think we're going to get to 9 yards. I think we can do that. And, again, Juju Smith-Schuster. I have been a Juju non-fan, let's say, lately, but there was a time when I was a fan. But 19.5 receiving yards is very doable because we're going to line up often inside. I'm sure he'll line up outside a little bit. But they are zone heavy, are the Chargers, and that's Juju's deal. That's why he's still in the NFL. He's good at finding those soft spots in the zone. And look, Rashee Rice was amazing at it, run after the catch and all that. Juju's not that good, but it's the same deal. Rashee Rice just peppered with targets. I think Juju will get 3-4 targets in this game and go over 19.5. And as I mentioned, Mahomes over 3.5 rushing attempts. You know, when he goes back to throw, he's going to be looking at the aging Travis Kelce with a bad matchup, Xavier Worthy, not with the greatest matchup. They keep everything in front of them. You know, the two high safeties. So Patty Mahomes probably going to take off and run. I feel pretty good about that. Over 3.5 rushing attempts. I didn't bother with the rushing total. But I really do like this one. Might have bumped it up the list, but I really do like the last one here. The Justin Herbert over 14.5, as I mentioned here. KC also gave up 374 yards on scrambles last year. Third most in the NFL. Herbert started running a lot later in the season, as we all recall. Two-thirds of Herbert's rushing attempts came in the second half last year. And again, career highs in rushing attempts, yards, all that, despite playing hurt. He won't be hurt today or this game. Yeah, tonight. And so we're looking good with Justin Herbert going over 15 yards. Let's get to 15 yards and we're good. And when we return for the final segment, official picks for Sunday's action in the National Football League. But first, if you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy sports app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash very quickly. Download the Better app, pick more or less on your favorite player stats, watch the action unfold. If your pick hits, you win. And right now they've got an NFL kickoff new user offer. Sign up today and get a free $10. No deposit necessary. When you do deposit, you can get up to $200 in deposit bonuses, plus $40 for every friend you get to try Better Picks. Head on over to betr.app. That's BETR, or download the Better app from the Google or Play Store. Use the promo code VEASAN for your free $10 deposit bonus today. Picks for week one next on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Very busy Friday program. We'll wrap up in this segment. Welcome back to Prop Points here on VSiN. I got data at the yin yang here for week number one. We'll get into the picks, but first, we did need to cover two touchdown props for tonight. And I actually didn't do any touchdown props for Sunday. I didn't get that far, and I figured we're jam-packed. But I did put down two. My number one touchdown prop from last night should have hit. It was Jake Ferguson. So we gotta make up some ground here, and we'll go with Kareem Hunt. Why? It's kind of what he does, Kareem Hunt. They don't love Pacheco. I mean, could happen. Pacheco gets a short yardage touchdown, but it's been the Kareem Hunt deal. You know, I remember winning a couple of these last year. He's there. He's good. He's not as explosive as he used to be, not nearly as explosive. He's just a big battering ram now, and they use him in short yardage. So plus 360, I think that's pretty good, considering as well Travis Kelce. Maybe he's due to score, but he did not get the love in the end zone. It's not the greatest matchup either for Kelce or Worthy. So, you know, when we're in tight, they're going to try and run the rock for sure, and likely with Hunt. And then also, because I do like Keenan Allen so much, and the odds are pretty good, plus 310 for Tutty. They got like 17 tight ends there, so it's a tough call here, but it's plus 310. And I do like the matchup, and maybe he can take a ball, you know, outside of the red area and score, basically. But I do like more so that over 35.5. But if we're looking to get a little frisky and we're looking for tutties, plus 310 is not too shabby for Keenan Allen. Speaking of not too shabby, hopefully the picks that we're going to pop out right now fall under that criteria or that category. And we do have the favorite pick that will pop out here at the end of the segment, aka the best bet. But we're going to start with a guy that I love. Played him a lot last year whenever he was available, and it went relatively well. Josh Downs, over 45.5 receiving yards. This is a very, very doable number. Dolphins defense, they're a mess. They ranked top five as a funnel, top five pass funnel last year. Their secondary is in shambles. Obviously, no more Xavier Howard, long gone. Jalen Ramsey, long gone. They're starting a day three rookie in Jason Marshall at slot corner. So looking good for Downs inside. He averaged 15.5 fantasy points per game, which is wide receiver 17, which is good, without Anthony Richardson last year. Just anybody but AR were good. The Giants under Daniel Jones actually ranked top 10 in catchable targets last year, while AR, he was dead last. So I'm feeling good here about the schematic matchup, everything, literally everything. So Josh Downs over 45.5. Jonathan Taylor in that very same game, over 78.5. I've always been a Jonathan Taylor stan, one of my favorite backs of all time, quite frankly. I called him a Hall of Famer before he played a snap in the NFL. People were like, yeah, simmer down now. But we're certainly not there, but viable. You know, he's got to put together probably five, six more really, really good years. But love JT, and he's looking good with no AR. Colts are 1.5-point favorites. In 2024, Taylor averaged 124 rushing yards a game in wins over the last 2 years, 72% more fantasy points, higher fantasy points per snap while leading. And the Colts, we have an online matchup metric tool on fantasypoints.com, seventh best rushing grade for the week. They generated the fifth most adjusted yards before contact per attempt last year. Moving on, James Conner. I remember losing one of these last year, and I'm still upset about it, but the Cards are 6.5-point favorites. Similar to Taylor, over the last 2 years, Connor has averaged 92.4 rushing yards per game in wins. It's a 40% boost. Saints allowed the fourth most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing running backs last year. Teams are always grinding out the clock, and the Cardinals have a great rushing grade in our O-line matchup tool. They generated the third most adjusted yards before contact per attempt. So they face a Saint defense that allowed the fifth most. So if James Conner doesn't get it all go off, that means the backup, Trey Benson, goes for 120, most likely, because they're going to run the ball. Arizona low-key has Very good running game. Brian Thomas Jr. is next up here on the list, over 76.5. Last year, Carolina ran the fourth most single high coverage. That's what you want. You love it. When not pressured against the single high looks, Trevor Lawrence pushed the ball down the field, fourth highest ADOT, believe it or not, at 9.9. And Brian Thomas Jr. had a very healthy 25.6 target share and 2.88 yards per route run against single high. Very, very good numbers. 76.5 was, it was 71.5. We were talking about this earlier in the week. I'll still go over, though. Jonnu Smith, as I mentioned with Nick Bakay, I did a couple late drafts over at the FFPC. Shout out to them. They're great. Love them. And I really wanted to get Jonnu, but I got a little greedy because he really fell in drafts. But when you really look at the state of the receiving core, I like Roman Wilson as a prospect. I've interviewed him and Calvin Austin. Great dudes. Fly like the wind. But this is not the week to try him out. In fact, this is not the week to think great things about DK Metcalf. He'll get the ball, but the Steelers, I'm all screwed up here with all these teams. These guys switching all these teams here. Jonnu, where the hell's Jonnu playing now? But the Steelers, they allow pressure and the Dolphins actually can get it. So Aaron Rodgers is going to get rid of the ball. And at the end of the day, Jonnu Smith play for Artie Smith, and Jonnu Smith is pretty much going to be their second receiver. And so if I'm correct there, 26.5 should be an easy peasy one. Ken Walker over 62.5, 49ers defense allowed 5.39 yards per carry to opposing outside zone concepts. That was the second most in the league, 36% more than any other concept. And that bodes well because that is Clint Kubiak's deal, and Ken Walker a good fit. So it should be a close game. It's in Seattle, over 62.5. CJ Stroud, 10 plus rushing yards in 10 of 14 games, 12 of 16, his last 16, including the playoffs. So given the state of the receiving core, a little suspect here, he'll take off and run. I like that one over 9.5. Drake May, Michael Cohen's guy. Could he be a lowercase Josh Allen starting now? I think we're leaning that way, and we'll get some designed runs as well. We are projecting 37 yards, by the way, which is 37% more than. We'll go Tank Bigsby over 44.5 rushing yards. Last season, Liam Cohen's running backs collectively averaged 30 points a game. That was the second most valuable backfield in fantasy, and it's a great matchup. I know ETN's involved, but Bigsby's got to get 10 carries here. Over 44.5 rushing yards. Carolina defense ranked as the single softest schedule-adjusted matchup for opposing running backs on the ground last year. So those are the 9 of the 10. Let's go to the best one. The best bet is brought to you by GBank. GBank is built with sports bettors in mind, and right now you can earn a $50 cashback reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa Signature Card. While most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money, GBank treats them as regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you up to 3 to 5% on every deposit. Plus, you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Stay tuned to VSiN right after Prop Points Money Moves with Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 p.m. Eastern. On today's show, Will Hill hits the NFL and college football slate from a bettor's angle, and Ryan McIntyre previews the College Board as well. Follow the money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard at 4 Eastern, and then Circa Friday Football Invitational hosted by Matt Humans at 7 p.m. Eastern. My best bet for week one, believe it or not, it's a 40-year-old man. He's a man. He's 40. He's Joe Flacco, over 244 passing yards. Bengals have the highest implied total. Should be a shootout. Their defense allowed the fifth most schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to opposing quarterbacks. Second most schedule schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to tight ends. His boy Njoku should look good. Flacco threw for 250 plus in 13 of 16 starts since 2022, and the Bengals gave up the fourth most fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Flacco looking good. You're looking good as well. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you on mañana or on Monday for Prop Points.